Hey, listeners, I've got something special to share with you this week. It's a preview of the Happiness Lab. On the Happiness Lab, Dr. Laura Santos shares evidence-based research that will challenge what you think it means to live a happy life. Based on the psychology course she teaches at Yale, the most popular class in the university's history, you'll hear inspiring and surprising stories that will make you think differently about your own happiness. This season, she's helping us navigate something most of us avoid: bad feelings. Many of us assume that we can only be happy if we push aside negative emotions like stress, sadness, and anger. But what if these bad feelings are telling us something important? What if instead of suppressing our nastiest emotions, we could find power in them to improve our well-being? Joining her are leading experts like Brené Brown, Adam Grant, and Susan David, who share practical tips to put guilt, anxiety, and burnout to good use in 2022. Okay, here's a preview of the new season of The Happiness Lab. You can listen to more episodes by searching for The Happiness Lab wherever you get your podcasts.
Psychologist Susan David often explains the idea of emotional agility with a story. The sad tale of a mariner who was too stubborn to switch course when something bad popped up on the horizon.
It's a beautiful story, and it's this idea that there's a captain on a ship and he's basically trying to steer the ship effectively. So he says to a junior seaman, "Let me know if you see anything." And the seaman comes to him and says, "I'm seeing something in front of us and we are going to bash into it." And the captain gets like more and more arrogant and says, "Tell them that we are on a collision course and tell them to move, tell them to move." And so the seaman keeps on relaying this message to the obstacle, saying, "You know, you've got to move out the way, you've got to move out the way." And ultimately a message comes back from the so-called obstacle saying, "Actually, you need to move." Why? Because we are a lighthouse, sir. And it's a beautiful story because really, if we think about what a lighthouse is helping us to navigate. A lighthouse is helping us to develop some sense of steering around the rocky shores of life. And yet often, if we think about the metaphor, if we want to extend it, our emotions are the signal. You know, our emotions are signaling things that are important. Our emotions might be signaling that this job isn't going as wonderfully as you wanted, or the relationship is actually not working out. And yet when we keep on either avoiding the emotions or not connecting with them effectively, then we aren't actually using that GPS system in the way that it was intended. And so we then struggle to be agile. We struggle to be effective. The world is changing around us. And we need, as human beings, to be able to have the capacity to deal with the world as it is, which is a world that is fragile, in which illness is interwoven with health, in which love and loss are connected, in which we raise children and then one day that child leaves. The emotions that we experience are brokered to help us with the reality of life, which is changing and fragile. And yet this notion that exists in our society, which is that these difficult emotions are bad, we need to ignore them, we just need to fake positivity, it sounds good on the surface very often, but actually what it does is it undermines our capacity to be whole human beings in the world.
And so you've argued that the right way to kind of listen to this, you know, lighthouse signal of our emotions is with this notion of emotional agility and trying to increase our emotional agility. Explain what you mean by emotional agility. What is it?
So emotional agility is the ability to be with your everyday thoughts and emotions and experiences in a way that is healthy. And I'll go into what I mean by the word healthy. But it's being with these experiences in a way that's healthy so that you can respond effectively to everyday situations. So let me break that down a little bit. We all have thousands, literally thousands. We have approximately, according to some research, 16,000 spoken thoughts every day and many more course through our minds, experiences of, am I good enough? Am I not good enough? Is the job? You know, all this stuff goes on in our minds. We have all of our emotions, emotions like fear and sadness, grief, loneliness, loss, stress, anxiety. We have all of it. And we also have stories. Some of our stories were written on our mental chalkboards when we were 5 years old. Stories about who we are, whether we're good enough, whether we're creative or not creative. And so we have this normal experience of these thoughts, emotions, and stories. And we need to have skills that enable us to deal with these in ways that are healthy. Now, what's not healthy is when we either push them aside or we fail to learn from them or when we allow them to call the shots. And so what emotional agility is, it's the ability to hold these thoughts and emotions and stories lightly. So to not ignore them, but to hold them lightly, to recognize, for instance, that when we experience a difficult emotion, that difficult emotion, just like the lighthouse, is tapping us on the shoulder. And it's saying, there's this thing that's important to you. And Laurie, I'll give you an example. Loneliness. We don't like experiencing loneliness, but loneliness is often signaling, signposting that intimacy and connection are important for you and that you don't have enough of it in your life right now. Boredom at work. We could look at boredom and go, oh, I'm just going to ignore it because at least I've got a job. In other words, bottling the difficult experience, or we might say, what is that boredom signaling? It's signaling that I value growth and learning and I don't have enough of it. I often think grief, you know, grief is love looking for its home. Grief is tapping us on the shoulder saying, remember me, think of the things that you learned from me, hold me. I'm still with you in some way and bring that to life in a way that feels special and connected. And so holding our thoughts and emotions lightly is by being curious with them and being able to recognize that when we experience these difficult emotions, while the dictates of society might say, oh, you've just got to be positive, you've just got to push them aside, in fact, there's extraordinary beauty when we just slow down with them in a way that is curious. Huh? What is this emotion telling me about my needs or my values? There's also connected with that, Laurie, is this need to be compassionate because it's hard to human. It's hard to be a human being in the world, regardless of what the circumstances are of your world. And so emotional agility is really about this ability to be with our emotions in ways that are curious, compassionate, and courageous because we don't often or always like what we see and feel, so that we can then understand our values and our needs and move forward in the direction of those values.
That was a preview of the new season of The Happiness Lab. Learn more about embracing negative emotions in the new year by searching for The Happiness Lab wherever you get your podcasts.